Tonight we are speaking to Mr. Nkululeko Nkala of Intwasa Festival. Intwasa is a festival of the arts which is held annually in Bulawayo. Mr. Nkala, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Thank you so much. Tell us a bit about Intwasa this year. What is going on?
This one is our 11th edition of Intwasa, and we are happening for 6 days, starting from Monday the 21st, and our shutdown is Saturday the 26th. So we are running about 6 genres. Which will be theater, music, dance, literary arts, amongst other things, fashion, and spoken words.
So are there any top artists from outside Zimbabwe?
We've got two poets from the UK. One of them is called Diana. They are coming for both Intwasa and Shoko Festival in Harare. We've got a piece from Botswana. The guy has done stuff in America. I can't say what exactly, but he's been to America doing some theater. They are also coming to Intwasa. But most of the acts are locally.
So give us a rundown. Which local artists are going to grace the occasion this year?
The notable ones will be the likes of Jazz Maravini, Ndolwani Super Sounds, Clement Magwaza. They are the biggest artists locally. And from Harare, we've got Winky D, who's our headline act this year. We've got Africa Revenge. We have been away from the music industry for 9 years as a group. They are coming to Bulawayo. We're calling it the Africa Revenge Homecoming Show. They are part of our opening night. And we've got Tarune Gitari and a group of Harare guys called Acoustic Night. These guys are from a Germany tour. We also have a few theater artists from Harare, Masvingo, and all that.
So what can you say have been the benefits of Intwasa Festival?
For us, I mean, we've always wanted one thing, to be part of a festival that will afford a young artist a platform to showcase their works. It's been the one thing that we've been pushing to say, in as much as we may bring acts from outside, we also want our local Bulawayo boys to be able to access the festival and be able to rub shoulders with most of these so-called big stars. So that at the end of the day, or one day, we get to say we discovered that artist, or we were there when that artist started.
Who are you going to discover this year? Eh?
Well, you can never know until the festival is done. But there is a lot of fresh products that are happening. We've got something that we're calling Idol versus Hip Hop. Hip-hop is sort of taking over the music industry, not just in Zimbabwe. You look at South Africa, they now have big stars like Casper Nyovest, but these are guys that are doing something that was never done before. So hip-hop is also happening in Zimbabwe. Kwaito is still there, I mean, still influencing us as Bulawayo mostly, like from way back. It's always been like that. But there's also theater as well. You find there's something called the Center for Talent, for talent development. These guys are dramatizing literature set books, and they are using kids to do that. So at the end of the day, we're also discovering the theater artists of tomorrow, amongst other things.
Now, what about the whole family? Do you have any other events that are running concurrently with the Intwasa Festival?
We are running a stage at the City Hall Car Park, which is called the Youth Zone. That stage has got most of these family-friendly events. We also have a few events at our main stage, which is also at the City Hall Car Park. We'll be running a gospel show on the Saturday. We have a few events in the afternoon as well that people can come as a family and still enjoy, like with events with respect to a certain extent.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nkala, for joining us tonight on Studio 7.
Thank you very much for having me, boss.
That was Nkululeko Nkala, the spokesperson for Intwasa Festival, speaking with Studio 7 from Bulawayo.